Hey everybody, welcome to Showbiz Podcast, episode 3. We're going to jump into it right now because we were supposed to have a special guest today, but they actually got called into work for the mouse. But we're going to have him on for next week's show, or next show in 2 weeks. But our countdown thread is now down to 765, which is a big improvement over where we started from 10,000. I actually helped out a little bit and I took off 9,000 because we were never going to get there. However, we have some October birthdays coming up. Chuck and Fun, Wacko, and Simpsons 99. We'd like to wish you a happy birthday from all of us here at showbizpizza.com. And thank you also to everyone who helped contribute. We had a few submissions this week. Daryl wanted to know what the odds were of finding 1977 through 1979 footage of the original Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater locations on Winchester Boulevard in San Jose, California, first opened in 1977, and the Huntington Beach, California location first opened in 1979 in videotape or film, and it goes on for a little bit more, but what he pretty much would like to know is if anybody has video of the first few Chuck E. Cheese's Pizza Time Theater locations. I know we've been looking for that for a while, but something's got to surface eventually. And Franchise would like to let everybody know that he has a new video remix out on YouTube from the current show, Back in Time. And there's still more to come. Also, he'd like to give a shout-out to all of his friends on the board. Now for some news. The CEC sanitation policy. A lot of debate has been going on about the cleanliness of indoor playgrounds, specifically Sky Tubes for Chuck E. Cheese, but Brenda Holloway, the spokeswoman for CEC Entertainment, said that Chuck E. Cheese's employees clean the Sky Tubes in-game with Stirbeck Blue, an ammonium sanitizer, disinfectant, and deodorizer that is harmless to children. She also said that employees check for cleanliness throughout the day and will attend to any spills or unsanitary conditions as necessary. To prevent illness, children should wash their hands with soap and water after playing in the playground, or the Sky Tubes in our case. Make sure the children have socks on while playing in the tubes. Also, don't allow a sick child to play up in there. Notify a manager of any unsanitary conditions. Also, just don't go in the Sky Tubes. When I was trained, I was told just clean the windows so it looks clean up there. That's pretty bad. It's not as bad as at all locations. However, most people will tell you that their Sky Tubes are less than sanitary. Recently, in Gulfport, Mississippi, the police were called to break up a weekend fight, including about a dozen teenage girls aged 13 to 16. They went crazy in the lobby when police were called. A fight erupted between two girls. They were using profanity near the entrance, and it ended with several girls getting involved in a physical fight. More and more of that's been going down, especially in the last few years, but hey, it's Chuck E. Cheese. What are you going to do? In Merrillville, Indiana, a 13-year-old girl is safe after running away to New York City with her 18-year-old boyfriend. The 13-year-old girl borrowed the mom's cell phone and said she was going to step outside for a few minutes. She actually met up with the boyfriend outside, and they both took off in a cab, and they headed towards New York. Later on, the girl called her friend using the cell phone, and she told her friend that she was okay. Police also traced several phone calls to a New York number, and that's, I guess, how they found her. Here's some good news for you Southern Rockafire fans. There's a new Rockafire location in your neck of the woods, residing in Little Improved, Mississippi. Smitty's Super Service Station is now open for business. After 4 years of hard work, Damon is now ready to present his show to the world. Rockafire fans are always welcome, and you can visit smittyssuperservice.com for more information. Alright, for now, it looks like I've got some threads to check out, maybe some new members to approve, but next week we'll have a very special guest. We're going to discuss the hot issue of the week, and until next time, this is Brian. Peace out.
Hey, Larry, is my compact disc player set up?
Yes, sir.
Jackie, if Larry can't use a record player without scratching records, how is a compact disc player going to help him?
I was wondering the same thing.
That's a good question.
You can't scratch records with a compact disc player because it doesn't have a needle.
What does it have?
Well, it has a laser beam.
You gave Larry a laser beam?
Oh, no. Hit the deck, everybody. Turn it off, Larry.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, Mr. Cheese.
Chucky. From now on, let's let people listen to records at home, and we'll just sing the songs here.
Good idea, Jasper.
Yes.
And here's a great song to sing. 1988's best rhythm and blues performance by a vocal duo, Aretha Franklin and George Michael's hit, I Knew You Were Waiting.
Like a warrior that fights and wins the battle, I know the taste of victory. The winters and nights consumed by the shadows, I was crippled emotionally.
Somehow I made it through the heartache.
Yes, he did.
I escaped. I found my way out of the darkness. Kept my faith.
I know you did.
Kept my faith.
When the river was deep, I didn't falter.
When the mountain was high,
I still believe.
When the valley was low,
it didn't stop me.
No, no.
Knew you were waiting. Knew you were waiting for me.
So we were drawn together through destiny.
When we come back with more tunes and fun in a little bit. See you then.